Our scripture reading today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15. And the title of this scripture reading is Encouragement to be Generous. It goes like this. We want you to know, brothers and sisters, about the grace of God that has been granted to the churches in Macedonia. For during a severe ordeal of affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty have been overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. For, as I can testify, they voluntarily gave according to their means and even beyond their means, begging us earnestly for the privilege of sharing this ministry to the saints and sharing in this ministry, not merely as we expected. They gave themselves first to the Lord and then by the will of God to us, so they might urge Titus that as he had already made a beginning, so he should complete his generous undertaking among you. Now, as you excel in everything in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in utmost eagerness, and in our love for you, so we want you to excel also in this generous undertaking. I do not say this as a command, but I am testing the genuineness of your love against the eagerness of others. For you know the generous act of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by the poverty you became rich. And in this manner I am giving my advice. It is appropriate for you who began last year not only to do something, but even to desire to do something. Now finish doing it so that your eagerness may be matched by completing it according to your means. For if the eagerness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. I do not mean that there should be relief for others and pressure on you, but it is a question of fair balance between your present abundance and their need, so that their abundance may be your need, and their abundance there may be an order of fair balance, as it is written. The one who had much did not have too much, and the one who had too little did not have too little. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God. You are our rock and our redeemer. So I begin this sermon as I begin many of my sermons, but this one takes a little different twist. So it is about the fact that when I traveled to other countries, and I know many of you have too, that I got to know people and their culture. And as I was learning the culture of other countries, many things surprised me. And they also fascinated me. And the one thing that fascinated me was that some cultures and some countries don't have the spirit of giving. Things like stewardship and philanthropy and volunteering are not common. And there's no infrastructure to support that. In one particular country, when I would ask about their approach to philanthropy, my employees would say, money is our religion. And by that, they meant making a lot of it. The more they made, the better. Keeping it for themselves, buying material goods, and showing how they compared to others in their money accumulation. It was not to give to worthy causes. And I remember when I first started volunteering my time early in my career, I would say to my mentor, volunteering is so much more fun and satisfying than working in the corporate world. And I'm sure many of you might say that. To which she replied, we do corporate work so we can volunteer. We work so we can give our time and money for good causes. And that exchange has stayed with me all of these years and up until the time I went to seminary and came here. I volunteered my time and gave my money and still do for those things that are close to my heart. And for me, I think about those countries that don't have the experience of giving or contributing and seeing the fruits and experiencing the joy that that brings, that volunteering brings. And I wonder, what are they missing out on? Because in my experience, giving from the heart fills you with joy and nourishes the soul. It provides an intrinsic reward that's far more valuable than the gift itself. And in general, giving takes us out of ourselves and allows us to experience ourselves beyond our earthly limitations. And true joy is the act of giving without the expectation of receiving anything in return. Great perspective can be achieved by stepping out of our own world and venturing into the world of other people. It can bring joy and even heartache at some times. As a young person, every Sunday, we went to the Methodist church in our small town, and every Sunday, my dad would walk out of his office, having just written a check. He would fold the check as he entered in the kitchen where we were all sitting and put it in the breast pocket of his sport coat. Now, my dad walked the length of this sanctuary and waited to fold that check so my sister and I could see it. So giving is part of my family history, and it was part of my learned childhood. The act of giving was a Sunday morning ritual. But I give because I believe it makes my heart bigger. When I can contribute to changing a life or being a catalyst for change, I relish that. Now, when you ask other people why they give, they might say, God wants me to. I feel better about myself. Others need and I have. It's only right. But the question I have is, how does it make you feel? How does giving to Plymouth make you feel? And I know the answer will vary by individual and by experience. But my hope and prayer is that it makes you feel really good and joyous. The very act of giving kindles self-esteem and brings happiness to us. Scientists even have discovered that happiness is related to how much gratitude we give to others. And very much like the Apostle Paul in our scripture today, Paul is telling the people of Corinth that giving is more than a financial transaction. It's about including something of ourselves. Paul's story to the people of Corinth is about how the people of Macedonia overcame hardship, persecution, poverty to give beyond their means. Now, these Macedonians gave because their hearts were moved by the grace of God. They ignored all the possible excuses for not giving. And the Macedonians gave beyond their means. They dug deep and they asked for the privilege to do so. You see, because in our scripture today, Paul was reluctant to ask the Macedonians about giving. He was reluctant to share that his fundraising efforts were for the people in need in Jerusalem. He didn't think they could respond. He didn't think they had the means. But when they heard about Paul's fundraising efforts, they asked him if they could take up a collection to give to the needy people in Jerusalem. And one of the greatest marks that a heart has truly been touched by the grace of God is that it counts giving as a privilege. That gift is what God has done, the gift of grace, because once again, grace is at the heart of giving. So the message that the Apostle Paul has is this: you won't become poorer, you will become richer by giving. And friends, it is in giving that we meet on the common ground of God's love. Giving is how we celebrate the value of the work of God. And so we celebrate you, because we are on a pilgrimage together. We are pilgrims on a journey. So we celebrate you by thanking you for adapting to this style of worship and all the challenges and fun that goes with technology. We thank you for volunteering and giving your time and energy and heart for on boards. And we thank you who do outreach and immigration work in the community, for gathering food and supplies and clothing for distribution. To you who care by writing cards, letters, making calls, visiting, and showing up for those in need, we thank you who pray and pray and pray. To you who look after the building and grounds by picking up trash, pulling weeds, and caring for our assets, we thank you for showing up via Zoom to make connections and ensure the continuation of community. We thank you who deliver groceries, run errands, and offer help. To you who felt the financial strain of the pandemic and said, we can't give what we pledged. But those who gave and those who gave extra, we thank you for all of your energy and talent. To you who held banners on our lawn that said God's love is inclusive, and to you who bring flowers for our sanctuary on Sunday morning, we thank you who read our communications and give us feedback, and to you who volunteer at the front desk and prepare mailings and bulletins, and for all of those that make worship happen on a Sunday morning: video, sound, light, music, testimony. To you, it takes all of us. To all of you, thank you for giving and showing up. This is where we meet on the common ground of God's love. This is what it means to be pilgrims on a journey. Amen.